theologians, that is, those who read and interpret the Bible, and biblical hermeneuticists, that is, those who do the art of interpreting scriptures, suggest that one of the reasons why we die is because of the temptation that happened in the Garden of Eden several centuries ago when that forbidden fruit was eaten. I came across a joke recently. Somebody said, what if the first human beings in that garden ate the snake and not the fruit? Probably would have still been alive. But that temptation borders on appetite. It was about food. We, from our lesson in Matthew, the temptation of Jesus, we know that the first temptation was also about appetite. Turn these stones into bread and eat if you are the Son of God. We like to eat good things, don't we? Even if the doctor says we shouldn't, we still want to eat them. We want to eat our sweets, chocolates, and all the niceties of life. And sometimes when they hide them away from us, what do, children? We steal them, huh? That's a temptation because of our appetites. And the way Jesus responded to the devil was so powerful. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of the Lord. Of course, I know that you cannot go hungry and stay alive. You need food to eat. But if you are asked not to eat anything, don't, because there is a reason for that. And then secondly, the next temptation was about trying to prove God. What did the devil do? Took Jesus up to the highest point and said, jump down from here. You know what your Bible tells you. God, because you are God's child, nothing is going to happen to you if you jump from this very high place. It was trying to prove God. And we don't do that. And many times, people, especially those who don't believe, they would ask you, are you sure that God really exists? If he does, why are bad things happening in the world? Why are you not just getting everything you want? If you ask, they will just give you. Always trying to prove God. And the response of Jesus to the devil was, do not put the Lord your God to the test. Don't test him. He is always available. The Bible tells us that he is there for us. When we pray to him, he will reveal himself to us. And he does. And then the last temptation was about power. The devil said, if you just worship me, just bow down and worship me, and all the things that you see in the world would be yours instantly. I will give it to you. They belong to me. But what the devil was actually saying was that when you bow down and worship me, instead of you having power, you'll be serving me. Now, all of us, we go to school. As you go to school every day, there are several temptations which you will encounter. Probably you have friends who say, if you join this group, we can be mischievous in one way or the other and make a name in the school. Everybody will know us. That's a temptation to try to get power over others. And you don't have to join those kind of children because they are not leading you to something good. And so Jesus said to the devil, you cannot worship these things or any other person. You must worship only the Lord your God. So we are tempted every day. We are tempted through our appetites, what we eat, what we want. We are tempted to test God, to prove that God exists. And your friends can always ask you, why do you go to that church? Do you see God? No, we can't see God, but we know that he is there because he created the world. And then about power and authority, there are always suggestions that if we do the things which we should not do, we can be very powerful. But we can always say to these temptations, "Get behind me, Satan. I know you not, but I know only my Lord." Amen.